So I wanted to start today's call off with a very cool email we got from Rob at therealworldinvestor.com. We can check out his website in a second. Just a really cool email that Don and I got and we're really excited about, so we wanted to share it with you guys. And he says, I'm so glad I found you and Don because the timing could not have been better. I suffered a major setback recently and had to have brain surgery to repair an aneurysm that put me flat on my back. Luckily, I found you and James and was able to hire and train up my VAs quickly, so I actually grew my business while I was at home healing. You already know this, but it's amazing what happens when you let go and let talented and driven team members take over. And here's some of the projects that they've gotten done. They got their YouTube channel up and a background branded for it. You can see they got a little background for it on the left and right hand side. They got a Facebook fan page all set up, and they did some revamping on therealworldinvestor.com, his blog/website, which is really cool. He's got his opt-in box up here, a video at the top, a much more benefit and focused header. Tips on real estate investing that work in today's market. That's phenomenal. So,
I remember he was on the hot seat.
Yes, he was. And we kind of tore apart his website, and that was like week one. So, I mean, that's just incredible to see that. So I get so excited when I see what people are doing with this and they start to see what's possible. So Rob, I hope you don't mind that we just shared that with the rest of the group. It truly, obviously, this all stays within our community of outsourcers, but really to just show people what else is possible and help keep people motivated and inspired, because this helps to keep me motivated and inspired. So very cool, Rob. And anyone else, obviously, at any time who wants to continue sharing, that's what the Facebook group is for. I'll always take your emails on this. I know there's still emails from people that I haven't been able to get back to, just because my email still is something that gets pretty overwhelmed. I do answer all Don's emails, though. So Rob was pretty smart to go through Don, because Don just forwards it right to me. It gets right to the top of the list. I was like, man, Rob guy's pretty smart.
Well, James knows if he doesn't answer me, I'm on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I will track him down.
She gets I won't tell her where I live in New York so that she can't do that. She'll figure it out, though. So let's see. Awesome. So, all right, you guys, I'm excited. Let me move this out of the way. Don's here, obviously, as usual, to moderate calls or the questions that come in while I get started. So hopefully you guys can all see my screen and you aren't having any audio problems. I saw we had a glitch for a second there. So if it comes in and out, it could be the connection and just happens. Well, welcome to your fourth and final week. It's been a little bit of a journey. Some of you might have been pushing and screaming the whole way, and some of you guys just dove right in with absolutely no fear. Some of you were getting VAs on week one, and some of you are just starting to look right now. There is no right or wrong way. There is no, you know, set pace. I decided to set the program for 4 weeks because it would help pace those super fast people and not let the people that, you know, will take a little bit more time for them to feel like this is overwhelmed and they can't even do it. And really my intention with this fourth and final week, now remember, we still have two calls. We have this one and a Monday follow-up call. And I've still got some extra cool things for you on Monday and my favorite Monday giveaway of all on Monday. So I titled it Infinity Beyond for a few reasons, and we'll get to that.
He likes Toy Story.
Because I love Toy Story. well, I just love toys, so any movie where they come to life is cool. really where I want to now, and if I feel like I will have failed you guys if I don't do this, where really my job is not to teach you guys outsourcing. It's not to teach you how to write a job description or how to hire someone. It's really how to bridge the gap. My job is to bridge that gap of, now I have someone on my team, so what? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for my business? What does that mean for how I look at my business? What does that mean for the new results I can expect, the new direction? So when I've created any other course, And Video Traffic Academy, which you guys all have, is a great example. I speak strategy, and that's so much more important to me. I was given a strategy 4 years ago when I first started this, and so much has changed. YouTube has grown. Facebook was nothing 4 years ago. The way we communicate was so different. I was one day on Twitter, you know, at one point in my life was on Twitter probably four hours out of the day every single day. Now I don't even go on there more than like once a week. Things change. But strategy doesn't always have to, you know, similar principles of how you acquire clients, how you acquire leads, how you convert them into actual customers, what you do with that won't. So really what I want to be able to do is put in place or put in front of you the systems that allow you to get the results so that your team is doing things that are effective, not just busy work, not just like, hey, they can organize my iPod and my music on iTunes, which yes, I've actually outsourced that to my VA before, but stuff that's actually gonna make you realize that this is such a worthy investment. And there are times that come by like, and where I just get these like moments where I realize what my team has done for the week or for the day or for the hour and just go, wow, like I don't know what I would do without them. And that's what I want to get you guys to a place where I forgot a password to one of my sites, my Easy Video Player login, and I emailed my VA and 30 minutes later he had my username and password with the links. All I had to do was click it and copy and paste. I'm just like, this is incredible. So I wouldn't be doing my job, I would be doing you guys a disservice if I wasn't able to bridge that gap. So hopefully I've already done that for the most part, but I can really drive that home today. Just to recap, this has been 4 weeks. We started with looking at your business to identify what are the effective things, things that will bring results for you that you can be outsourcing, things that you don't really need to bother about, and things that you need to be actually doing yourself. Week two was about finding your team, the best places to go, you know, onlinejobs.ph for a general virtual assistant, Odesk for any skilled worker, 99 Designs for graphics. Week three, which we just went through, was filtering out the best, putting you together with people that you'll work well together with, that will produce great results. A lot of you guys have said, I got 50 new applications, 80 applications overnight. Like, how do I do this? You know, and there are great people. There are going to be really bad people that won't work out. And it's really important that you find the right people, train them properly. And then finally, this fourth week, these two webinars that we have. So I do want to remind you guys, continue to remind you guys, that you have lifetime access to everything. These recordings have been put up. We have up until the last Monday webinar, which will be up within 24 hours. That's by the way, that's me that's slow on those, not my team. I'm the weakest link. And that's really the beautiful thing when I'm the slowest person on the team. You guys have access to all the recordings from this for life. You have access to the video training course, Six Figure Outsourcing Secrets, which takes you through six modules, the workbook, the VA Training Center. For as many VAs as you ever want to hire in the future, we'll get access to this, and we're always adding stuff. Dawn just added new videos on some of the new cool stuff with Google Docs. And just so you guys know, whenever I do this workshop in the future, you guys will always have the luxury of being able to join us on any of those calls. Even if you just want to join on one because you have a question that you want to ask, or you want to be put on a hot seat for a project you're working on, just know you guys always have that. So let's get into this. If you guys have read Stephen Covey's The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I love this book. And it was, I believe, habit number 2, where Stephen says, begin with the end in mind. And it states, begin with the end in mind means to begin each day, each task, or each project with a clear vision of your desired direction and destination, and then continue by flexing your proactive muscles to make things happen. I've kind of been saying this since the beginning, that it's your job to have that clear vision and that clear direction of where you're gonna go, and put the right people in place to make your vision a reality. But part of what your vision should have been, as mine was in 2010, I set myself the big goal. It wasn't an income goal. It wasn't a big product launch or anything like that. It was to build a team, and that was my big end goal. That was my big destination, was to build a team that could do all the work for me. So with that in mind, if this has become overwhelming at any point, if it's become frustrating, these are minor setbacks. And if you focus on the end in mind, the end being to have a team, whether it's a team of one or 10, to have a support system in place of people that have your back, that will, you know, pull the slack and do all the other things that needs to get done in your business, so you get to focus on the 5%, the things that charge you, the things that empower you, you're going to be okay. And really, I like to say that, assuming, let's play the scenario out that you guys have been on pace with these 4 weeks. Now, some people are going slower, some people are faster, it doesn't matter. But assuming that you've reached this phase, this is where the hardest part is over. And here's how you know that you've reached the fourth phase. And this is my favorite part. Communication with your team starts to become quicker and easier. No more do you have to, every email is about training them on what it is and getting them to learn you. You'll notice that they start to understand what you mean. They start to know what it is that you like, what it is that you don't like. And that rapport, that nonverbal communication, a different form of nonverbal, where you just need to say a little bit and they know exactly what you need, that improves. You start to rack your brain thinking, what else can I send my VA? That's a fun thing. That's where you get to a place where you're going, what else can I, gosh, you got this done already? What else? And you start getting creative. Maybe you pick up a side project that you had long shelved because you said you didn't have the time, the money, or the resources. That's the time where you can start to revisit something like that, because you have, remember our bridge analogy, you have multiple bridges being built by other people. And you're finally getting to a place where you focus only on the things that bring you in the money. That's the 5%. So that's where I want to get you guys, and that's what I'm talking about. We're bridging this gap of getting the team in place so that you can get back to the things that where you get to focus on the 5%. And so then the question becomes, now what? Well, you may be ready for this, you may not be. I would say at least have your team on board at least 3 weeks before you do your first evaluation of the team. And remember, team is just any, it could be a team of one or team of 10. It doesn't matter if you only have one person. I still like to call them a team because it's you and the virtual assistant. And you can always do an evaluation of yourself. I'm too afraid to, because I wouldn't like what my answers would be on my personal evaluation. start to look at where you start to see their strengths and weaknesses. Maybe they started out as a content writer or working on your blog, but there might be hidden strengths or hidden weaknesses that you didn't uncover until just recently. That's why you want to give it a few weeks. But really start to look, well, maybe this person belongs here. You know, I love their work ethic, but they're not very good at this. What can they do over here? Look at just the relationship between you guys. What is working? What is not working? And what I think is very important, and I've said it, I think I only said it like once before, and I say it in the video training, but even though, you know, $2 an hour isn't a lot to us, sometimes we fault ourselves by thinking that, well, if I don't get much for $2, I'm probably not, you know, I get what I pay for. You will be surprised at the feedback, the advice, the suggestions, etc., that you can get from your team. Any type of questions like, hey, do you have any good ideas on some better traffic strategies? I'd love your advice, or maybe some good programs you think we should look at, or good directions, whatever. Maybe saying, hey, is there any way you think I can improve my communication to you? Is there anything I can be doing that we're not thinking of? You'll be surprised at the type of responses that you can get back from the right team members, obviously, if you're happy with your team. And there's a lot of magic in getting them to really get invested that way. Go, wow, this person really cares about what I think, and you know, I should really think hard about this answer and give them something good. And then obviously this is also a time to start to let go of those who are not working out. I think like the week before we started this, I had let go someone, okay? So there is no attachment to success or failure as you as a boss, an entrepreneur, or a business owner when you let people go. okay? I did say a few weeks ago that, you know, how a person performs is a direct reflection of you. And that's pretty harsh for some people to hear that. But it only means you let someone in who maybe you should have screened better. And sometimes people are really good at interviews and just not good at follow through. And or maybe you just don't have a use for them anymore. Maybe you've changed your business model in some way, or you didn't like what it was they were doing because it just doesn't produce results. Like, you hired an article marketer and now you don't want to do article marketing anymore. It has nothing to do with you, and you need to be okay with that. I don't think, especially in the Philippines, like, we don't need to make a big deal out of saying, you know what, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you have one more week here because, I'm going to let you go. It's time to move on and do different things. And they'll understand because they can go jump right back in that stream and find more work. If you guys have any questions about letting people go, feel free to ask me, but I also don't want people to get in their heads about it and thinking it's this big thing. We do it all the time. So obviously a tip here is you know, to hire slowly and fire quickly. And also when I say by this, don't hire too fast. I think I want to add an additional tip there, that don't hire multiple people too fast. I think I've seen that happen a few times where people get so excited at the fact that it's only $2 an hour or less for a VA, and they're like, well, I'll get three, I'll get five, and they hire them all at once. And I don't want anybody doing that, because it's just like, I see it. I see where that's very enticing, and like, I would want to do that too, and I have done that before, and you're asking for trouble that way. So I'd rather you start with one and build off of that. Build slowly, because it is going to be overwhelming to manage three new people all at once and stay on top of them, even though it's only $2 an hour. It's so inexpensive. So hire your team slowly. Obviously, as time goes on, you want to give them more responsibility. I already brought up, you know, asking for their advice and input on things. But access to accounts in the Philippines only, okay? I don't recommend, like, any Odesk workers, like, that you don't really know and you've just hired them part-time. Like, that's going to take even longer. But if you have a full-time VA and it's been about a month, you can start to give them access to other things, okay? I have my VA who has access to my PayPal account. There's a lot of money in there for them. Enough money for them to probably retire for the rest of their life in there. And now that I think about it. And I trust him with, I mean, every bit of me. And I get an email too if any activity happens on my PayPal account. So anytime a purchase is made, money comes in or money goes out, I get an email. So obviously I'm going to know if there's any like fishiness going on really fast. So they do have access to that. My team has access to my YouTube and Gmail. You know, it's all, the Google accounts are all connected. They have access to pretty much everything I need. Obviously, I don't give them like actual bank account info. There's no need to do that. But what was beneficial for the PayPal account was that they were like doing my Fiverr assignments. So I was like, go to Fiverr and buy this. And they go, got it. And they go do it for me. It was really cool little stuff like that. That saves me a lot of time. I said this, kind of said this, more creative freedom in assignments. You know, let them play a little bit. Say, I'm looking for a new traffic strategy. Why don't you come back with me with some suggestions, maybe some courses that you recommend we buy, and let's go through them. You see how we're talking with them, like, hey, we're on this team together, like, let's do this together. Because the more they feel invested in it, the more they are willing to just stay loyal. And obviously asking about feedback, input on anything, like, hey, I'm about to, you know, put this new website up. What do you think of the copy? What do you think of this? Do you like it? Be honest with me. Is there something you think you would change or do differently? And you may not like the advice. It just doesn't hurt to ask them. Like, I think it does something to them to really feel like, wow, this person really cares about what I think. I better make sure I am always doing my best. Here's a little thing I just put in here really quickly. This will be for like one person in the room. But I did this for a long time, and because it was the first idea and opportunity I saw, was that when I realized I had a team at my, this, an unlimited number of team members at my disposal at $2 an hour or less, I started to think of all the possibilities. And there are a lot of possibilities. So for those of you who, what I don't want, because I'm very, like, if we were to be coaching one-on-one, one of the things I'm very strict about is to stop chasing the shiny red balls, to stop just doing distractions, to stop being in that entrepreneurial startup mode, and instead leverage what you already have and grow from that. So yes, creating a service-based business around your existing business can work for people. I'm not telling everyone go do that. I'm saying the right person in the right business, this is for you only. Can you look at your business? Can you look at your clients? Can you look at your customers and see if there is a gap where they can pay you more money for you to do it for them? Maybe you're doing something else for them. Maybe you're the coach, the teacher, the trainer, and you're just delivering information, or you're doing this one service or whatever, and now there's something else that you can do for them as well. So for example, when we sold Video Traffic Academy, $100, we offered a done-for-you service where we will manage your entire YouTube campaign for you. And we charged $800 a month to get in on that, where we do the work for you. And we got a lot of takers. And cost-wise, like straight up cost on labor, I mean, $50 to $100 a month. Obviously, there's more work involved as far as like on the management and the strategic side, and me spending my time and energy making sure everything goes smoothly. But, you know, like $50 a month, about $100 a month, because it's only a few hours per week. So we could have multiple virtual assistants or multiple accounts per virtual assistant. So if you can think of ways to create a service-based business, social media management, some type of boutique SEO or video SEO or YouTube or whatever, Facebook fan page service, anything where you can create something for people. I tell anyone today that if you are starting from scratch and you have no business, it is so easy to make money, quote unquote, online today, as long as you're willing to provide a service for people. So many entrepreneurs and business owners are just begging for people to do it for them. And for those who don't believe me, I have a really good friend of mine, really smart gal, and she just had a son. She's now a year old, and the son has some minor complications, which forced her to stay home, quit her job, and has to be with her son full time as he's growing up. She college graduate, smart girl, doesn't know anything about the internet or social media. I gave her a course to go through and taught her a lot about just the basics of social media management and stuff like that. And I put one post out on Facebook saying, if anyone's looking for a virtual assistant, you guys might've seen it. And she's booked now. She's booked solid. So, and she's just like thanking me endlessly. And I'm just like, it's anybody who's willing to do a service for someone, there are people, as long as it's a service of value, now you realize, well, you have people that can do this for just a couple dollars an hour. You're gonna save a lot of time. So just something to think about there. VA staffing company is another example. So we're talking,
that's like the you think back to the gold rush, you know, Levi mm-hmm. Strauss. He made his money not by panning gold, but by providing jeans and those little rivets.
Yeah, and this is another digital gold rush days. So it's been going on for a while too. I mean, if you think about it, just how the internet's evolved. So we're gonna talk a little bit about putting some specific systems in place. This is stuff that gets me excited, so it should get you guys excited as well. The way my mind works, I look at it in three phases. There's the building phase, and this is where I said last week, that's the hardest part. That's where you need to be able to see the forest through the trees. That's where it, you know, okay, what's the system I'm putting in place? Well, I got to do all this stuff first to put it in place. Why, I should just do it myself. And gosh, I could just, it takes a lot of work up front, and that's the hardest part. But then you get to get into maintain phase where it's just repeats over and over again. For example, Dawn and I are working on a weekly webinar system where we every week or every other week, I'm going to be delivering these short 30-minute training webinars on specific topics to my subscribers, just so they get 30 minutes of me, of live time, of, you know, just like little like tutorials, like how to upload your YouTube video and stuff, basic stuff, and probably do them twice a month. And we're in the system building phase. So I had to go to Dawn and I was like, okay, so what are the dates that we're gonna do these? So we gotta put them on the calendar. What system are we gonna use? What are we gonna use GoToWebinar? Well, what registration page are we gonna use? Well, we wanna use this system here. Well, what are we gonna say? What are the topics we're gonna go over? Who's gonna make the slides? Who's gonna do the content? What are we gonna do at the end? How are we gonna get people on the webinar? How are we gonna follow up with them after the webinar? All these things that we have to think about, because we wanna do this every week or every other week. So it needs to be push button done. So there's, I could go tomorrow and I could do a webinar, I could do this webinar, but it wouldn't be in a system. It would be like, just pulling stuff out of thin air, saying, okay, let's do this, go, go, go. And it wouldn't be organized, it would be rushed, and I don't work like that. So instead it's like, well, let's build the system. Let's see what the step-by-steps are. Let's organize this and put it in a methodical process. Then every week I can check my calendar and say, oh, look at that, I got a webinar in 30 minutes and everything else has been done. I just show up for the call, I do my teaching, I get off, everything else is taken care of. So that building phase takes us time and work, and Dawn knows that because she's doing it. But then once we get to that maintain phase, we go, that's why we did all that work. And then obviously you have the grow phase, where we would get to a place where we go, wow, Dawn, we're doing these webinars every other week, and they're working. We're selling more products. We're getting more people on the list. This is great. How do we grow this? Remember the whole scale and automate concept. So how do we scale this more? And go, well, maybe we do more webinars, or maybe we promote it in different places. Maybe we do Facebook ads now. Maybe we put it on a Facebook fan page or something. Growing it. So building phase, maintain phase, and growing phase. That's kind of how I look at each system that I put into my business. Now, obviously, each system should have an intention. So what is the outcome or the goal? We had Bill's example, Frassinetti, from Monday, which I'm gonna share a few times because I just think it's such a brilliant, simple example, where he has a client getting system on Craigslist, where he shows his VA, here's what I do every day. You gotta post these ads 4 times a day. It's a system, just do this, repeat, 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 rinse and repeat. And that's to get him more leads for his business. So he can sit there and he built the system, the building phase. Now his VA is gonna implement it, that's the maintaining phase. And then when this works and he sees results, he's gonna say, great, how can I grow this? Well, maybe I can reach more cities. Maybe I can do more ads. Maybe I could split test the copy. Maybe I could send them somewhere else. Maybe I could, I don't know. And that's where you get to grow with these. But it has an intention. His Craigslist system is to get more leads into his funnel. So here's some examples of some systems. Some of these we'll go over into detail. Some of them I'm just gonna touch upon. Email management, and we're gonna talk about that one. Now this is your personal email. This is, or you know, your the email that you're in the most that's probably draining a little bit of your time. There's also like email marketing management. We're not really gonna go over that, but like how to set e-newsletters. Like an e-newsletter is a great example of a system where if you want one that comes out every month or every week, you can set that thing up on autopilot. You have a VA that's in charge or someone who's in charge of getting maybe a guest post every week, and then you know you have a due date every week to write the main article, and you have an advertiser, and you have a link here and a link that, and then the VA sets it all up. Okay, now that's like email marketing. That's a little different than just email management, but we can talk about that as well. Keyword research is one I'm gonna share with you today, because that's one that people asked a lot about that on my last workshop, and I wanna be able to share that with you guys. Customer support, obviously. And we just trained, if you guys haven't said hi to Cassie yet, she's the sweetest girl in the world. She's one of my best friend's sister, and she's just awesome. So yes, she's in the States, she's American, and she's our newest customer support representative. And we just, you know, I gave it to Dawn to teach her teach Cassie the system of how we get support tickets, how we respond to them. And it's great because about 70% of the support tickets she gets, because Dawn has created a system behind that, she knows how to reply. She just copies and pastes and then customizes the message based on what the problem or the issue is. Like, oh, you lost your password. I know exactly how to get you a new password. Here it is. And then there's obviously new issues that go, oh, I don't know what this is, Dawn. Can you help me here? And we improve the customer support system model as we go along. Social media management. We'll talk a little bit about that. And on Monday's call, I'm going to give you guys a social media calendar that you can give to a virtual assistant. Pretty cool. Shopping cart management is a great thing. What do you do with new orders, refunds, all that stuff that comes in and out of your shopping cart if you're doing online sales. Content creation and distribution. Now, we talked about this, I think it was second part of week two, was that ultimate video creation content distribution process map. You guys have that in the training, and what was that? That was you guys being able to take a video and do all these things to it to get it out there and syndicate it to the world. Your message in video, turn it into audio, turn it into a transcript, an article, doing all these things with one piece of content. A VA can do all that. That's a system. Traffic getting systems, obviously you need to have things in place that are continuing to get you more traffic. And we'll talk about that today. I think that's really important. We're going to talk a little bit about webinars, just the basic. We're going to touch, not even scratch the surface, iceberg. That was it. We're going to scratch the surface of the iceberg. I guess that works. We're going to just touch upon that because that's something I love webinars. Obviously, I'm on a webinar right now with you guys. Any type of lead getting system, obviously, like Bill's Craigslist system is great. And then a follow-up system. What are you guys doing with the clients that you get? What are you doing with the leads that you get? You could have a lead follow-up system and a client follow-up system. How do you turn them into a loyal customer for life? We're going to talk about a little bit of that. So let's see how we're doing on time. 7:35. So I've written out some bullet points here, and then what we're going to do is I'll give Dawn like 5 minutes. Hopefully she can do it in like 5 minutes or less. We'll go into Gmail and kind of show you some cool tricks in Gmail. So if you guys are using Gmail, that's great. If not, I'm sure you have similar options on whatever email you're using. Dawn, go ahead and cut me off with anything I say here, because these are just bullet points I wrote out. So the intention here with an email management system, this is really just to figure out a way, and this is more software, but you can have a VA set this up for you or help you with it. But this is a software system, really, because you're setting up filters in your email system so that when certain emails come in, they go into certain spots, and so you don't get overwhelmed with 400 messages a day like I used to. So I'm just going to name out some bullet points here, and then Dawn, at any time you want to cut in or say anything, that's fine, and then we're going to go check your screen, and you're going to show us how we do some filtering. So the first thing we kind of did was really identify what was taking the most of my time, and by time sucking, I mean it wasn't really providing any value. So where was I draining my time and energy, but it wasn't even worth it? And there were a lot of emails that just came in, like, you know, for example, I get a lot of Facebook messages. Every time someone comments in any group, anytime I get a message, anytime anything happens on Facebook, I get a new Facebook message. So some of those are important and some of those are not. But every time I see the word Facebook, I stop what I'm doing and I get reactive mode and I look. That becomes very time sucking. So we wanted to be able to identify stuff like that that was taking a lot of my time. One thing I recommend is start to unsubscribe from all the e-newsletters that you're on. Now, as someone who uses email marketing as a primary mode of my business, I use it a lot. Is it a scary thing that I'm saying subscribe from all these? No. You know which ones are not providing value for you. If I'm not providing value for you, if you're getting my emails and I'm not providing value for you, then you should not be subscribed to me. I mean, it's plain and simple, because if I'm talking about video and you don't ever want to do video ever, 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 ever in your life, well, then why are we even, you're on my list. Now, obviously, this is outsourcing, but you get the idea. If you never want to ever, ever outsource, and I'm talking about outsourcing, why would you be on my list, right? So I only want to be in front of the people who see the value that I'm delivering. So start to see as some of these come in and go, when was the last time I opened Joe Schmo's emails? He emails me 3 times a week, and it's a new product offer every time. I don't even open these, and last product I bought that he recommended I didn't like, and blah, blah, blah. And then just unsubscribe and take some time to unsubscribe to those. And you'll notice that for most people, that's taken up a lot of their inbox. For me, I have a support email, okay? I think that's really, really obviously important that anybody who tries to contact you that's a customer, if you have online customers, are filtered through a different channel. And we use something called Zendesk as a support system. So now that I know that my support system is completely independent on its own, I don't even need to look at those unless they're brought to my attention by Don or Cassie. I think another great thing is to have a private email. So create a new email that the closest and most intimate friends, family, maybe some peers in the industry have access to. And you can check that. And you can also set it up, like I do a lot of checking on my phone, so you can have multiple email accounts on your phone. So you don't have to be like logging in, logging out of different Gmails on your computer. You can just have them all go on your phone, which I do. And then the big thing we're gonna talk about is setting up filters so that the emails don't come right into the inbox. They go into subfolders already, and then you can go and take certain time at the right time and look at those if you need to. But I don't think you set up filters until you do all this other stuff first. Try and unsubscribe and remove yourself from as many of the things that are draining your time and energy as possible. Get those out first, and then go. And then there's going to be these like medium things, these things that are kind of important but not the most important. And those are the things you want to create filters for. Social media updates. AWeber notifications are one that I did, where I wanted to know when someone subscribed and all that stuff, but I didn't need it in my main inbox. And then for you, what else? Those are just some examples. So I'm going to, Don, are you ready for me to give you the computer? All right, here we go. I know she's nervous. Yes, you're gonna say show my screen. And we'll let Dawn take over, and then she's just going to spend just a few minutes going over some of how she filtered out my inbox. So just like maybe some tips on the Gmail settings that I thought were pretty cool. Yeah, we can see your screen. Oh yeah, you can just switch between the accounts. And that's just what I say, is because I see all the emails that Dawn has in her inbox, that's what mine used to look like. And I now, at all times, have less than 100 total emails. And right now it's about like 60 or 70, which is just so amazing that actually is possible. And that was because of Dawn, so. Yeah. Right. And I think the magical thing is that, yeah, that allows you to say, okay, well, I'm not deleting it, I'm just putting it somewhere else. And what you'll find out is that as time goes on, you'll need to go to that second email address less and less and realize, wow, I really didn't need all that stuff. So how do you do that redirect thing? Is that part of a filter as well? Okay. Wow. And one of the great ways Dawn did this was every team email, every one of my assistants who would email me a daily report or an update, she put from their email addresses as the filter, and she just had the new label for, team emails. And so they would come into my inbox and they were already in the label, but I could still see them, so I could read them and then press the archive button, and it was already in the filter, the folder, and it was archived and ready to go. I loved that. Yeah. Gmail's awesome. Now, the real quick, Don, just to interrupt you real quick. The one thing I would be careful about, which Don just did as an example, is using the keyword as your filter, because if your best friend, mother, son, daughter mentions, writes an important email to you and they use the word Facebook in it, you're not going to see it. So you want to be careful with what words that you filter. And I like using the from as the main filter. That's okay. Can I, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can add it to the calendar. Wow. Awesome. Don, I'm going to take the controls back. thank you so much for that. Hopefully, Don, just to confirm that you can see my screen. Everyone, thank Don for that, because that helped me tremendously, and I know you guys can just quickly do the same for yourself. Your time is valuable, guys, and a lot of it is sucked out of email, so protect your time, and that's one way to do it. Now, we're about 52 minutes in. I have a few more things I want to share with you guys, so grab a sip of water and fresh page of notes, because we're going to go a little over 60 minutes today, but there's still some really important stuff I want to share with you, just to kind of get you going with a few other strategies and things that you can give to your team, do yourself, put into action. One thing is keyword research. And I'm going to bullet point what it is and how to do it, and then I'm just going to do it for you. This is something that every time I teach a new course, I share this because it was one of the first things I learned, and I realize so many people today just don't understand this and don't use it and don't learn it, and it's a skill. Basically, I call this sifting for gold. when you find out what it is that people are searching for on the internet, even though the internet is much more social today, we're still using certain terminology, and you get to get inside people's heads, your ideal customers' heads, very quickly and easily to find out what it is that they want so that you can deliver it to them. People are still online to consume information to learn more. They're still going to Google. So this is basically a strategy where you want to start with some broad keywords, put them into Google Keyword Tool, and start to find related searches. Here it is here written out, but I'm just going to show it to you, and then we can go back to this. And this can be done in 2 seconds. So we'll use, let's open this up. We'll use Rob's real estate investment example. So if you go to Google and type in keyword tool, you'll get the Google AdWords keyword tool. And if Rob was gonna make YouTube videos or blog posts every week, I would tell him, and I teach this all in Video Traffic Academy in the first module. So module one of Video Traffic Academy goes into this in much more detail, but I'm gonna share you the basics of it right now, and hopefully I can fill up these darned captures properly. So I would just type something like investment, or let's do this. Let's go how to invest in real estate. So this is like a broad keyword term, believe it or not. That's pretty broad still. So I'm gonna click the search button, and it's gonna actually bring back and tell me how many people search this keyword a month and 100 related ideas. So you can see keyword ideas, 100. So how to invest in real estate, and actually one of the things I like to do is I change this to phrase, so I remove the broad. So if you saw that step, it's pretty important. So that actually brings it down a lot. Phrase means that's exactly in quotes, that's basically what they typed in. So which brings the numbers down a lot. But you'll notice there's some keywords here. Real estate investing has 33,000 views, but or searches, excuse me. I always get views and searches jumbled when I talk. Real estate investment, 135,000 searches every month. So the only things we're really looking for is what's the keyword or keyword phrase, and what are the global monthly searches. Now, obviously, if you're a local business, you could look over on the local side. But we'll do global, because anyone could get Rob's program and invest in that so they can learn how to invest in real estate. So how to invest in real estate is actually only 2,400 searches a month. That's not enough. Investing in real estate, 8,100, is a lot more, and now we're getting somewhere. We have one here, invest in real estate, 9,900 searches a month, 12,000 searches. So how do we know what are the right keywords? How do we know what to use? How do we know what keywords to write down? So basically what I do is I have a little formula for you guys. I think I said, did I say use broad here? I want to make sure I did this properly. I do recommend using the phrase over the broad. So I did make a little typo in there. The default is broad search, and you want to change that to phrase. So where it says broad search, you want to make sure that says phrase. So you're going to look for keywords that have more than 3,000 monthly searches. And then I left this blank, less than whatever monthly searches, because it really is a number that's up to you. The higher the number, the more work it is. And I'll get to that in a second. So when we have something that's like 5,000 or 6,000 searches a month, there's less competition for it. There's less people that are trying to rank for that keyword. So what does this all mean, and what does this all represent? My first coaching client back in 2008, our first session was we identified all these keywords that she could target in her business, and we came out with all these keywords, and she goes, what does this have to do with anything? I don't get the point of this. And I remember at that time just being the naive but super smart, cocky kid that I was like, how could you not see how important this is? And I see that some people can't connect the dots there. And so let me show you. Invest in real estate. So if I type in Google, invest in real estate, you know, 8,000, 9,000 people type that in a month to Google, the traffic goes to these three sites basically. So, but if you notice, there are actually videos here. And I bet if I clicked on one of these, It might have a lot of views. It might not. 2,000 views is a little low. But these videos get viewed. These top few websites get viewed. That's what people want. That's what people are searching for. And when you can produce that information based on that keyword, you're going to get more traffic from that. And that's basic SEO. So Rob might want to look for things that are more specific, like let me see if I can find a good one. And so this is for everybody. I mean, everyone should know some keywords. Let's see. I'm trying to think how to get started in real estate investment and just see what that comes up. It's maybe something more targeted, and that might not be a very good one. It wasn't at all. Real estate investing, real estate blog, but you can play around with these and see, okay, what are some good keywords that I could make videos out of? I could make blog posts out of these. Property investment tips, that's still a little low. But there are some good ones here. How to make money in real estate, investing in real estate. So you can create content, you can create videos from these keywords. So for example, and this is what I teach in YouTube, by the way, each one of Rob's videos should be based around a keyword. So each one of these should be around something what people are typing in. Like, see, he's got real estate investing. Good, but they shouldn't all be real estate investing. So like only one or two videos. See, he's got a lot that say real estate investing in front of them. And so, oops, let me pause this. So you could type in real estate investing. Now his videos might not be at the top yet, but if you follow the steps inside Video Traffic Academy, he can beat people out pretty quickly. Okay, so what do you know? The people that are at the top are the people that, well, most of them, and this is similar, real estate investment. Here's real estate investing. They're all people that use that. And then here is, that's that video that was on that homepage. Okay, gotcha. So if we give an example, here's one video that I did recently, how to get more subscribers on YouTube, or how to get more subscribers, because obviously my niche is YouTube. So you search that, that's the keyword. My video, it's not number one, but it's number four, and it's, you know, it's only been out for 2 months and it's got 11,372 views. And I have other ones like that where my video is up at the top and it gets a lot of views. That's why you find your keywords first. It helps you develop your everything else that you're doing, okay? So can we put a system in place for finding keywords and then turning the keywords into content? You can have a VA do it. They can go through training on how to do keyword research. We have the training. We just gave you a basic training. And I also have it in Video Traffic Academy. I like to put all the keywords like in a Google Doc, come up with like 30 or 40. Now you know what content to make for like the next year, basically. Customer support, I kind of already talked about it. Identify the most common support questions. What is it that people are asking? What is it that people, lost password, or they need a refund, or their card got charged twice, whatever it is. Create generic answers and solutions. Use Zendesk or a similar system. I recommend Zendesk because we use it. And then filter those support emails to a VA so they can take it in, they see what the question is, and they know how to copy and paste the proper answer. A great idea would be to create an FAQ section or a forum, which I haven't done yet, which would be a great thing to lower support tickets. So we go like, hey, here are the most common questions people ask when they support a question. Submit a question to us. Does this help you? Does this solve your question? Really quickly, for social media management, I'm going to share with you guys on Monday a little social media calendar that you can outsource. So every day of the week, someone on your team is doing something to get you engaging and get you more visibility out on the social media world. So what can be done daily and weekly to save you time? Adding and accepting friends, posting and sharing links. Crystal, I forget her last name at the moment, from our last boot camp, what a superstar. She created what's something called quote images, where she would take an image, put a cool quote on it, and share it on Facebook. And we were able to show her how to outsource the entire process. So every couple of days, a new quote image popped up on her Facebook feed, and all her friends and followers got to comment on it. Finding groups, joining groups, adding the friends inside those groups, all kinds of stuff. Creating and managing a Facebook fan page. Managing YouTube. Obviously, all those steps are in Video Traffic Academy. And let me give that you guys a second to write that down. And start to kind of come up with things. What can I do, even if just one thing a week, so that I'm not spending all this time on social media? Obviously, you guys, most of you guys follow Sean and Lewis as well with the Social Marketing Tribe, Sean Malarkey and Lewis Howes and Amy Porterfield, where we focus on YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. I know they have stuff every week that say, hey, do this. And a lot of that you can just automate. Sean was telling me yesterday about some cool Twitter stuff that he does. And I'm like, oh, I would do the same thing, but he uses some sort of software. I said, I'd do the same thing, but I just have a VA do it. Instead of this, like, signing up for this software and paying the money for software, I'm just like, oh, I'll just have my VA do that manually, and they have to do that every day. So hopefully you guys can come up with some stuff there. Traffic getting systems. Now, I introduced to you guys last week Traffic Siphon. I showed you guys they're just PDFs that you can give to your team. Okay, if you guys haven't signed up, a lot of you guys did. sixfigureoutsourcingsecrets.com/traffic-siphon. I think it's like $67 or something. I'll show you. I'll find it again really, really quick for you. Bear with me. I got all kinds of stuff in our Dropbox at the moment. Here are the PDFs. There are like 24 of these in here, and there are little cool things you can do. Like here's the social bookmarking siphon, okay? And it shows you on page one, which hopefully I know you might not be able to read it, but it says objective, and it tells you what you're gonna do with this, what's the benefit, traffic and SEO, what's the cost, free if you hire people, estimated time, a lot of manual time. Well, great. That's what the VA's for, to do all that stuff. It says step one, sign up for all these accounts. Step two, go to OnlyWire, and that's it. It's two pages, and it just tells you what to do every time. And you just go, awesome, done. I can have a VA do that. Here's one called the PowerPoint Siphon. I haven't even looked at this one in a while to remember what it is. Convert your articles into PowerPoint slides and upload them to PowerPoint sharing sites like SlideShare, Scribd, DocsDoc, and eSnips. What's the benefit? This gets you more traffic and SEO because it gets you backlinks. So if you have if I have a presentation on how to get more YouTube subscribers, and that's what people are typing in, I could turn my article or my video into a PowerPoint, and then I can upload it there and get traffic to my site. These are brilliant. You don't want to be doing this type of stuff. This is going to take 30 minutes for every article that you have. You can outsource that. Okay, there's a ton of these really cool stuff in here, and I love that because a lot of people have been coming to me and saying, I need more traffic. I don't know about SEO. I don't know how to do all that stuff, so how do I do that? And I go, well, I'm not there to teach all that stuff, but I'm there to point you in the right direction. This is what we personally use, and I love it because it does fun little stuff in the background for you while you're doing social media and building your business in other ways. Now, talking a little bit more about traffic getting systems, here's what I recommend. You should have three traffic getting strategies. Now, let me explain. Because the last thing I want is you guys to do try 100 things and none of them work. Because you can do things like Facebook ads and you can do this and you can do that, but if you're trying so much that you never master one of them, you're never gonna get results. So here's how you should break it down. You should have a content-based traffic strategy. Meaning you're doing something to put content out there based on your keywords, videos, articles, blog posts, images on Pinterest, that's still content. Something out there on the internet that can get shared and can get engagement. Like I do the YouTube videos, that's why I recommend it. That's why you guys have VTA, Video Traffic Academy. Something that should be paid advertising based. You can pay for people to put advertisements on their website. You can pay for Facebook ads. You can pay to get placed on other websites. You can pay to have banner ads in people's email newsletters. You can pay for mailings. You can pay people to mail out their list for whatever it is that you have, an advertisement, whatever. You can pay, basically you're paying for things like Groupon. If you're going to do Groupon or daily deals, that's, you're basically paying because of how they take a cut. And the last thing is relationship-based traffic strategies. Okay, so relationship-based is finding joint venture partners and affiliates that you can work with together and leverage each other's list, traffic, exposure, whatever, in order to benefit that way. So content-based, the first one is based more on anything with SEO, keywords, videos, articles, blog posting. Second one is anything where you're paying to get the traffic. And the third one is anything where you're building a relationship with people. I think having one strong one for each is a great strategy to really build a foundation of your online side of your business. Okay. Obviously, social media is a component of all of those. You know, Facebook ads to a fan page is B, paid advertisements. Posting your latest YouTube video on Facebook is A, content-based. And connecting with someone on Facebook and getting them to promote you, to mail for you, to do whatever, is C, relationship-based. Okay, so social media just kind of encompasses all of that. But social media to me by itself is not a strategy. Strategy gets you from point A to B, B being the outcome, the goal. We'll talk for half a second, like I said, about webinars. Something that I definitely encourage and recommend for people, because they're so universal in that you don't need to have a certain type of business to use them. Webinars are great for building your list, building a relationship, and closing more clients. So when people register for a webinar, you collect those names and email addresses because they register. You build the relationship when you're on the call and you're teaching, you're giving value, you're sharing, and you close more clients on a webinar because more people are listening to your message. More people, whatever it is that you're selling right now, whatever your business is, physical product, digital product, software, service, whatever that you have, I guarantee you that if you could just share your message first, you could tell people why your product or service is of value, where the real problem is, and where why your real product or service is, it serves a real need and actually does solve a problem, their problem. If they were to quote unquote be forced, obviously not forced, but if they had to hear that first, chances of them buying would go up drastically. And that's what a webinar does for you. I have a great friend of mine, not Lewis, another gentleman who works with a lot of local offline businesses. And he says, if you guys have anything for sale, get them on a webinar first that explains what the product is about, explains what it is that you do first, and you'll close them way better. It's basically giving them what they want first, giving them value, giving them tips, giving them information, so people listen to your message, then they're willing to take action with you. And you deliver value first. Webinars has changed the way I do business. And every person I interact with, coach or mentor, webinars becomes a part of that strategy. So I have this little picture here of a Kindle book that my dear friend Lewis Howes wrote, and I helped him write it. I didn't actually write it, but I was a big, and I'm just, it sounds like I'm like bragging here by saying like I had a big influence on it, but you'll see why I'm saying this in a second, in that he introduced webinar marketing to me about 2 years ago. And I just started, when he was telling me the results he was getting from webinars, I just watched him, I modeled him. We ended up doing a lot of webinars together. And I realized that a lot of the stuff he was doing, he didn't even know that he was doing it or why he was doing it. He was just doing it. You know, just like a lot of gifted athletes don't know why they are as good as they are. They just are. And that was him. And so I was able to see, from coming from a place of never doing a webinar to being able to get incredible results with my webinars, what it was that he was doing. And then I was able to say, well, no, this is why your webinars are great. This is the formula. This is what made the difference and helped him deliver and put together in a structured outline an incredible book. This thing is $10 on Amazon. And I pushed, he had it free for the first week he launched this thing. And this became the number one book on the Kindle for a while, like 9,000 downloads. And this book is, I pushed it a lot when it was free. So I was like, if you don't get this thing, you're crazy. So if you guys missed out on that, pay the $10 and just have this in your back pocket, because webinars can make the difference. And that's why I'm talking about this. Not to share this with you right now. No, we're not going to just, you know, oh, let's talk about webinars for another hour, because it is a bigger topic, and it's a big world. And I can always answer questions on that, especially at the Q&A call on Monday. But the answers are all inside this book. I made sure Lewis, you need to have this, you need to have that, you need to have the sequence of what to do in a webinar from minute one to minute 60. What do you say if you want to turn that person into a webinar attendee, to a client at the end of those 60 minutes? And you can do that for, you know, high-end programs, high-end products, all that stuff. I love it. And it's a great way to provide value first to your audience. So I recommend that book. There's no affiliate thing or anything there. It's just a great book. So let's see what else I got. Lead getting systems. We talked about Bill's, Fresenetti's, the Craigslist lead getting system. I love that. He can just say, every day I need you to get more leads. So what are you doing to get more leads? What are you doing to get more clients or warm leads, warm subscribers into your funnel? That's something that really needs to be focused on your business. How are you getting more people? Do you have some sort of opt-in page, lead capture page set up in your business? And what are you doing to follow up with those leads? It's so amazing how many people don't take the time to follow up with these people. I don't as well as I could. We could all be doing this better. And this is a system you can put in place. And obviously, what are you doing to convert those leads? Obviously, email marketing, a newsletter, autoresponders, all that stuff is one great component, but there's a lot more that you can be doing. You can survey your list. You can send them physical stuff, offline mailers and stuff like that. And, you know, when you start to understand, well, what's the value of a lifetime client? What's the value that you'll get? What's your conversion rates? When you start to understand those numbers, you know how much you can invest in each lead in order to convert them. And this is, you know, this is business, this is marketing. Follow-up systems. What are you doing when you get a client, when you get a customer? One of the things we're putting into place, and we've done it for people in the past, is sending a physical gift. Omaha Steaks. Every person I work with who's a JV partner, who has provided some sort of value for my business, I send them a big, fat Omaha Steaks package. It's so awesome, and there's nothing more magical than getting like a month's supply worth of food delivered to your front door. Senddowncards.com is also incredible. You can do customized thank you cards, customized gifts, all that stuff. Kunaki.com is great for sending out physical stuff. So one of the things we're going to be doing is all my customers are going to get this. I've put together this like hour-long audio on like my 7 principles of online success. And just like as a free bonus. So anytime someone gets anything from me, even if it's just like a really inexpensive product to a high-end thing, they're also going to get this just as a thank you. And it's something physical they hold in their hand. It costs $5 out of my pocket, and that's totally worth it to improve the relationship with my customer. That will all be automated. I don't have to do that every time. That's all automated. That's all systematized. Additional training, content, products. So when they come into your system, how do you get them into additional training? How do you give them additional content? How do you sell them on additional products or services? And then obviously we talked about this a little bit at the beginning, offering done for you services to use your team to say, hey, why don't we do it for you? For this price, we'll do it for you. I'm good friends with a gentleman who runs a video production business for small businesses out in California. He creates web videos for businesses. He just goes to local businesses that will make your, you know, web commercials basically. And I said, dude, what are you doing to provide YouTube services for them? And I had him go through Video Traffic Academy and say, look, you can take these amazing videos that you're doing for people and put them on YouTube and get them ranked at the top of Google and YouTube. And now you've provided so much more value. And then you get to charge them extra additional services And he was just, I mean, like, he's just seen this. He's just connecting the dots. The gears are turning. He's like, oh my gosh, this can double my business. And I'm like, I know. So stuff like that. Those were some examples of systems. My homework for you guys is to come up with a system that you guys are going to implement. Now, you don't need to give me the details. If you're stuck on what are some of the details, I'm there to help you guys. But tell me something you want to do. I'm coming up with a, you know, like Bill could just say, I'm doing Craigslist daily to get more leads. Like, that's all I need. Make it easy. One line to me. Now, if you go, well, James, help me with some of the steps here. I know how to get here to here, but I don't know how to get to there. I can help you guys with that, or I can try and help you and put you in the right direction if I can't. Send me that and do this before Monday, because Monday is our last class. And I want you guys to be eligible for Monday's giveaway. Which send it to james@jameswilmer.com. So write that down to do that. What is a system you're going to do? Is it, you know, just, well, I want someone to manage my shopping cart. Great. I want to be able to send out a gift or a thank you card to every time someone purchases from me. Great. I want to do XYZ. I want them to manage my email, whatever it is. Pick something that's kind of like an ongoing thing. It's a system that's just always working in place for you so you don't have to. Send that to me, james@jameswilmer.com, so you guys can be eligible. And Monday's giveaway is going to be my favorite because I'm going to be offering a few gifts and our winner gets to choose. So they get a little bit more creative freedom. So on Monday, I will have for them a few options that they get to choose from so that our final winner really gets to pick something that they really like. And it'll be bigger than a book. I promise you that. Yes. Oh, that's right. That is Memorial Day. So let's figure out when we want to do the next one. Do we want to do the next one on the next Wednesday? I totally forgot about that. Or do we have a... What's that? Did we change it in the calendar already? Or did we... Okay. Yeah, I don't want to do anything Monday. I told people had asked me at the beginning of this and said, hey, one of our calls is on Monday, Memorial Day. I actually won't even. So let's, I'm going to go ahead and make an executive decision and say Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, same time Wednesday for our final call. And guys, we still have, so we're going to have the giveaway on Wednesday. So now it'll be Wednesday. I'll send out email reminders and you guys will need to register for a new link. So keep an eye on your inbox for that because I'll have to send one more GoToWebinar. I can't add a date to it. Cool. And we still have some cool things to go. I'm going to share with you guys a cool social media calendar so you can get a little bit more focused on what are some things that every day someone on your team can do for you to manage your social media. A bunch of other little bonuses. And I want to be able to answer all your questions before we wrap that up. So that is it for today, though. Let's see, how do we do on time? We went a little over. It's 8:21 over on my clock. So thanks to Don for our little segment. Do we want to take a few minutes of questions? I kind of don't want to go over the 90-minute limit because that's asking a lot of you guys. I mean, I could go all night, but I don't want to just drain people too much. That's awesome. That's a great question. I did my first webinar. I can't believe. Now bear with me, guys, because I know there's people that are here that have been in business for like 10, 15 years. Okay, I've read your guys' surveys, and I was pretty young 10 or 15 years ago. On the internet, if you guys haven't figured it out, a year is a lifetime. So much happens, and it's just such a fast-paced environment, which is why outsourcing is so important. You want to be fast, right? So I did my first webinar January 11th of 2010. And I had a list, but it was very small. And I had a friend come to me, and he says, I'm making $200 a day without doing a thing with this one really cool strategy that I have. And he showed it to me. I was like, oh, wow, that is a really, you know, great way of making some money. And I said, and he goes, let's teach it to people. I said, okay, how? And he goes, well, we'll do a webinar. I said, I've never done a webinar. Well, let's do one. January 10th or 11th of 2010, I did one, and I had a very small list, but I emailed them, and I got a few registrations. I was like, yes, I got like 30 people registered. And then I just blasted it on social media. I asked a few friends to retweet my tweets and post it on their wall. And I ended up getting 110 registered people for this webinar. And I was just ecstatic. Like, I was just so happy. My first webinar, I added 110 interested people to a list. These are interested people that were interested in this very specific thing, and I could segment that list. Now, we do webinars today where, you know, GoToWebinar can only cap 1,000 people, and there are people that have been capped out of our webinars and because they can't even get in. More than 1,000 people register. But you have to start somewhere. Facebook ads, we've done Facebook ads just to drive traffic to the webinars. You know, there's definitely ways. Everything you're doing should be to build relationships with people that can support you. You know, how can you support others? Give first so that they're there for you when you need them, and all that stuff. So I had a gal do her first or second webinar. I coached her through it. She had 16 people on the call. It's not a lot of people. And she made two sales on the call for like a $200 product. And I was like her first one. I'm like, that's awesome. You just made $400 for an hour of your time. And and obviously I'm like, you just gotta keep going. You gotta build the momentum, you gotta leverage, you gotta get people. So you can also find other people that have a list and say, hey, if you'll promote me, if you'll do a webinar for me, I'll split the commission for you. And we'll do 50-50. So you can start with virtually nothing, and get started there. As long as what it is that you're teaching is something that people want and you can communicate that properly, you're off to a really good start. So, I highly recommend if you're at least even the most minuscule interest in webinars that you just get Lewis's book, because I guarantee you won't. You can buy a $500 product on webinars and it won't be as good as that book. It's just the raw, like, here's exactly what to do. No fluff. Really cool. So what else we got? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I love that. That's awesome. You guys are gonna teach the next course. I'll take a back seat. Yes. Yeah. On Fiverr. Yeah. Yes! Awesome. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you guys remember on the very first call, I made a claim saying I know you got why you guys are all going to be successful at this. One is because I just know that outsourcing works in the long run. There absolutely are frustrations. It's growing pains. It's doing something new. It's doing something different. But when you are forced to be on these calls, you know, quote unquote, forced by your own will, I mean, no one's making you do anything. But when you're obligated to be on these calls and you're focusing on this for 4 weeks, which we've gone through, you can't help it but dabble a little bit and outsource something, and then you get hooked like we did, and a lot of people are getting hooked. So yes, I love that. My real estate boot camp. What did you say? Oh, that's right. Oh, for you mean for, I'm sorry. Not a like it's not like teaching real estate. I'm like, I am. You mean my video marketing. I wasn't on that call. That was my clone that said that. You're saying my video marketing for real estate agents. Looking on the calendar, the promotional calendar. That is like June 15th-ish. And it's not my list. It's a real estate specific person that I have. He has a list of real estate agents that love doing video, and I have a background in real estate. My whole family's in real estate, so I know how to like help and support them because I know what how video helps them. So yeah, that's gonna be about was that what did I say? June 15th. Yeah, next month. So if you have any questions, you can email me on that. I'm not understanding the question. Do you understand the question, Don? Oh. Well, I mean, you get to look at anything any way you want to. I look at doing some of the stuff that I would be forced to do myself as a chore. So here's that's why today's call was about that, was really about, like I said at the beginning, about making the closing the gap between what, okay, I'm hiring these people. James, you've been talking about how to hire and find the right people. So what? What does this really do for me? Because that's all I really care about. I don't care about the fact that you can say, "Oh, look, I have 5 people that work for me. I have 10, I have 50." That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is what you've created with your business, your lifestyle, and the results that your business have because of it. And one of the things today was a lot about systems in terms of like, here's something that has to get under, customer support has to be taken care of. And I used to do my own customer support, and that took a lot of my time. So it's not a chore to train someone properly and put in the right system so that all your customer support is never a hassle ever again. It's not a chore when you know that every day your VA is doing something with Traffic Siphon to build you backlinks and get a few clicks, a few more traffic every day, that you just don't even have to worry about it because they know every Monday they have to go through this for 3 hours. Every Tuesday they have to do this. That when you set up the systems, the consistency of this is what we're doing every week, it doesn't have to be a chore. And when you're only paying someone $60, $80 a week, it doesn't matter if they're only working 20 hours. It doesn't matter if they do everything you ask them to and they're not doing anything else and they're sitting on their butt or whatever, because for at 60, 80 bucks, I mean, they could be doing one great thing for you a week that only takes them a couple hours and it's still worth it. Because the alternative is getting someone in the States for $10 to $30 an hour. You know, there's VAs out there that charge $50 an hour. And so you get them for 1 hour for a week. So can it be a chore? Absolutely. If you frame it that way, you know, and you're always trying to like, oh, I got to always keep them busy. I got to always make sure they got 40 hours. Like, no, you don't. You just need to make sure that you get your you get $60 of value from them every week. So in order to do that, you go, well, what are some systems that I know they can do every week? Like put them in the calendar. Every Monday, you got to do this. Every Wednesday, do that. And that's what a lot of today's was about. So it's a great question because you can let it become that. You can let it become this chasing game of like, did you really put 40 hours in? Are you sure you did all this time? I got to give you more assignments. Oh, I got to come up with stuff. I got to make stuff up. No, because I don't want you to put more on your plate. I don't want you to have badges, you know, brownie or Boy Scout or Girl Scout badges that say I can outsource or I can tell my VAs to do things. Just because you do things doesn't mean it's going to result in anything. You know, look first at the things that bring in the results and have them only do that. So it's... Yeah, I mean, it's a great question you bring up. Like, it fires me up because I can see how people can go that way. And all you got to do is go, because I asked the question, and I this was all very intentional. I asked, I believe week three, I said, what needs to happen every week for you to see a minimum of $60 of value? Or whatever it is that you're paying a VA, if you have someone full-time on your team. And if you go, well, let's see, you know, a client to me is worth $1,000. I'm just making up a number. A client is worth $1,000, and I have to get about 10 leads before I can get one client, and go, well, geez, all he's got to do is get me 10 new leads a week. Okay, great. So what can this VA do to get 10 more leads? Well, let me see what some of these traffic strategies are. Let me see what he can do on Facebook. Maybe we can, you know, capture some leads over here, or maybe we can make an extra YouTube video and send leads there. Really, I think that's just the way you have to look at it. I say, well, what are the steps to get a customer? Okay, well, I gotta get a lead. Well, what are the steps to get the lead? Well, I gotta do this. Okay, great. Let's just have them do more of that. Like the Craigslist. I love the Craigslist. It's just, you know, put the post in there. You know, people are searching Craigslist for real estate or a new house or whatever. They click on the ad, they call, or they fill out a form, they click a link, whatever his call to action is, and boom, he's got a lead. He's like, wait, so all I get 5 leads a day from this. Okay, well, let's ramp it up, let's scale it, let's do more of that. So cool. What else? Let's do one more good one. Yeah. I will let you guys know soon on that. I'll see what I can do for you guys on that. Let's see, we're gonna have it open for beta probably June 5th. So, I'd love to get you guys in on something special there. And it's just been such a focus on the content side that really we're like, well, we really want to look at how we're going to structure the marketing, the sales funnel, the price points, all that stuff. So I can't make any promises, specific promises, but absolutely you guys will be the first ones I talk to when it's up, because I've been sharing this process for 4 weeks. It's been quite a journey. It's still got a ways to go, but, I mean, I love that you guys have been a part of this as it's grown. And Monday I'll be sharing even the latest stuff, which is pretty cool. So, so I'll make sure that you guys are notified as soon as possible about that. We do, let's see, Brian asked a question. How does Traffic Siphon work in terms of a VA working it? What I do, I don't want to end the webinar. What I do is I go into Traffic Siphon and I go, let's see, what are some of these that I want to go through? Let's see what this quick hit one is. Some of these I don't remember what they are. It says quick hit siphon, a rapid fire, really easy way to get quick hits and some very powerful listings. Click on all the links below, add your site, and you'll get a bunch of backlinks. It's simple, it's easy, and it's free. Okay, great, I can get some backlinks with this. So it tells me what the process is. Do a Google search for website value. Compile a database of the website valuation sites you find, and here is a list. Add your website to these links. Well, I'm not doing that myself. I'm not gonna go add these websites and then go add my website to all of them as a backlink. I got better things to do with my time. So I'm gonna take this PDF, I'm gonna go to my VA, and I'm gonna say, read the instructions here and apply this to jameswedmore.com. In other words, add my website to all those websites that it says to do that. Follow it exactly how it says and tell me when you're done. And keep a Excel spreadsheet of every website that you added it to. Boom, done. Took me 3 minutes to explain to him what to do in the assignment. He knows exactly what to do. Now my website is on all these different things. Okay, so. Wow. That's, yeah, I love that. Awesome. So all right, guys, let's go ahead and end it there. Thank you guys for staying on so long. You guys are troopers. This was a long one tonight. We got one more. We're going to do it in a week from today. So have a happy 3-day weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Get your team to get some work done while you get to relax and take some time off because it feels really good. I'll be doing the same. And I'll see you guys all Wednesday. Have a fantastic evening. Take care.